Hare Krishna. I'm going to be trying to make this short. I thought I was going to make it short for the Hungarian one, but it ended up being 20 minutes long. And I've got meetings going on. I still have to do my exercises. I'd like to just sort of talk a bit about myself. I made a few notes here that I'm looking at just to sort of move things along. And I'm going to talk about three things. First, how my life is changing, how my service is changing, and how that's going to affect disciples and other people who I'm connected with. Okay, first of all, life is changing. So let me start with, yeah, my life is changing. I mean, that's no news. Everyone's life is changing. I'm entering a certain phase that my God brothers and God sisters are also, is that we're getting old. Next year I'm going to, next spring I'm going to be 69. And it doesn't take much math that the year after that I'm going to be 70. So that's really old. And along with that, there are certain things that are taking place in my life. Probably the most prominent and determining one is health. And as I promised, I'm going to make this short. If I start talking about my health, this would be very long. But take my word for it, no matter how good I look sometimes, or at least people say, you're looking great, I'm not. I'm not in good health. I have both chronic issues, serious issues, secondary issues. People sometimes say, I hope you get well. There are certain things I'm not going to get well from. There are things that I'm managing, rather, and I'm trying to manage them. And then there are other issues that are deteriorating, and that are serious. And for that, although doctors have this unique ability to disagree about treatments, but everyone tonight, to date, agrees that it requires a certain lifestyle change. There's only so much change I'm capable of making as a person, because outside I may be changing, but internally I'm not changing that much. And I like to be engaged. I don't see myself retiring, and I'm not leaving my Prabhu Datta Desh here hungry, but still, the reality is there. So that's one thing, is that my health is not good. And that means that I'm really limited, as, or becoming more and more limited as to what I can do. The other, well, I had here on my notes, inclination, but then I changed that to calling. Yeah, psychologically, people with age have inclination for different things, but I feel rather that Radhishram is instead calling me in a different direction than I've been doing for, well, I've been doing different phases for different times, but I could say for most of my Krishna consciousness. I'll talk about that calling. It's I feel that I should be doing different things, and the opportunities are becoming so self-evident that it's like right in my face. And of course, along with life-changing things, the thing is that we read about, Prabhupada says, about how leaders who stay in the position of leadership, practically speaking, until they drop dead. I don't plan on doing that. Next spring, Radha Krishna Prabhu is going to become the GBC for my zone, Turkey, Romania, Hungary, and I'm stepping back. I'm stepping back from a managerial role. I'll remain as a advisor, to give support, to continue on with the vision, but I'm no longer doing day-to-day management and administrative things. What my involvement with the GBC is has yet to be worked out and discussed, but my health also very much limits that. Two week meetings a year, That's up to almost 10% of my life. It's too exacting, too demanding. I can't really see myself doing that. So, third part of life change is succession. Baton has to be handed over to someone. And that means my service changes. Many of you have seen the vlogs that we've done. I say we because it's not a one-man show. And the inspiration has even come from other devotees for it. But it's effective, and it's part of an outreach preaching, internet preaching, which is ultimately meant to make devotees and bring people, for me, to New Rajadham. At least people from Europe and, as it seems, people from India and elsewhere, and help them to become devotees. And I'd like to preach more. That's what I want to be able to do. I used to do outreach preaching, a lot more outreach preaching, especially here in Hungary, say 20 years ago, 30 years ago, than I do now. With the growth of the Yatra, it means I'm spending most of my time, all of my time, in preaching to devotees and not really necessarily talking about intricacies of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, but very often other things. Over the last 5-6 years, that's changed significantly with the counselor system, and that's really taken a load off my shoulders. But I think there's still more that can be taken off. And so I want to be able to preach. At the same time, I want to be able to be involved in making devotees. I want to bring people to Krishna consciousness, but with internet, with classes, with seminars, and especially writing, which is also part of my calling, with writing books, devotees need to be able to satisfy with that. That's the type of interaction, and it was the type of interaction that Srila Prabhupada had later on, that I feel that I can give. And other types of meeting with influential people and taking advantage of the fact that I am old. I am the, in one sense, the visible head of a well-respected spiritual institution here in Hungary. Gives me the opportunity to do things that I just don't have time for now. I need time. There's only so much time I have. And one important part of my service is Nitya Seva. I started this 2.5 years ago, getting on to 3. I've got 2.5 years when I really need to concentrate on bringing people to Radhisham's lotus feet and having them participating, taking responsibility for ensuring the worship of Radhisham Sundar and Gornitai. In Budapest. That is, if anything, certainly a mission in my life, in this part of my life. So those are sort of service changes that are there, and it's going to affect devotees. What's the effect it's going to have? Well, one thing is that this taste that I had in Mayapur of not being on email, I really liked. So Viber, email, WhatsApp, this, that, Messenger, is crazy. That type of one-to-one slow communication, it's instant, but it's slow. You got to type on a telephone, on a computer. I don't really want to be doing that. I like the energy that I was able to save and generate when I came off email. I don't know how that will work. I'm talking about being internet on the internet, but some type of change, certainly. One thing that already sort of happened by default, I tried to sort of save it, is that in the past I used to answer every single letter that I got. I've been struggling with that over the last few years. I have to say now, as a declaration, I can no longer answer letters. I will read every letter that I receive. If devotees have questions, don't put them in letters. Address them to your counselors, address them to senior devotees. You can send them to me on my podcast. I'll try to answer them there. Bring them to class. If I have Ishtagostis, bring them to Ishtagosti. But I won't be able to answer letters. And unless there's something really of extraordinary importance, which in a letter you should also would have to write in red on the envelope, that this is something really very important, I will not give answers. I just don't have the time. I can't write. There's only so much time in the day, and health is restricting my time and my ability, unfortunately. What can I do? And therefore, I request devotees to turn more and more to their counselors, participate with their counselors and senior devotees. And I will see, although my plan is to be able to focus more time on devotees rather than managing devotees, on devotees' personal lives. But I have 700 initiated disciples. I have probably another 200-300 devotees in whose lives I'm involved in giving guidance. No question of just be giving quality face-to-face time to all of these. We need to sort of reinvent the wheel here, the process, something that's effective, rewarding, but at the same time, doable. It's not more doable for me. So, my interaction with devotees in one sense will be affected. And having said that, of course, I want to concentrate on making more devotees. I want to preach to devotees. I want to preach to devotees, especially want to give their lives to Krishna consciousness. I want to make devotees to give their lives to this movement, which there's a shortage of devotees who are willing to do that. And I want to at least encourage devotees to get 5 years full-time training, because otherwise they will not get an idea of what the mission of the Krishna consciousness movement is. At least that's my conviction. And I've already mentioned that about Nitya Seva in terms of my service, as an effect, how it affects others. I'm really concentrating on that and becoming one of my main concentration. And if it really succeeds, well, there's no if about that. But when it succeeds, then in consideration with what's going on in the world around us, how much support I'm able to get from Nitya Seva donors and other people, then I would like to, if possible in this life, still construct a proper temple for Radha Shyam. I need something that better than this sort of house, and something that will have more preaching value. Is it possible or not? I can't say. Whether the environment of the world is going to facilitate that, it's not immediately on the agenda. First there's Nitya Seva. Once that's there, then we'll see if I can embark on that project. So things are changing, and I have to move with this change. And devotees need to let me move, which means that they also need to move. Salavi, this is life. My life is for Prabhupada's movement. I'm giving my life to Prabhupada. I'm giving my life to devotees. I'd love to help devotees, and I want to be able to do it more, but I need to be able to fit things into suitable parameters. with Hungarian devotees, I'll be able to address them in some unified form at some time in the future, aside from this podcast. With English-speaking devotees or other than Hungarians, I don't know how this seems to be the way that I can communicate. Maybe in the future, therefore, I'll need to communicate in more detail. But that's it for now. Thank you all very much. And Hare Krishna. Have a great day.